Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Almost to the finish line. You have walked for 27 days, and thank you. Thank you for still being here. As I've walked here in central Pennsylvania on the perimeter of my corn and wheat fields that surround my little hobby farm, I've been praying for you. I have hoped that this experience has been as fruitful in your life as it was in mine when I first tried it. It really did crush anxiety for me. The third time around, which is what I'm doing right now, did not disappoint me. I'm experiencing a good wealth of positive emotions along with rich spiritual intimacy, and I can't wait to do it again in the fall, this time with Psalm 92. I hope you'll join me. More on that in a couple of minutes. Okay, we have just one more verse to commit to memory, Psalm 91:16. Here it is. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Again, remember, this is God talking. Does God bless those who walk with him with a longer life? Well, listen to this. A 2018 study found that people who regularly attended religious services lived longer than average. Researchers from Ohio State University conducted two surveys, studying more than 1,500 newspaper obituaries in both samples. The study showed that those with documented religious affiliations lived an average of 9.45 and 5.64 years longer than those who didn't. It seems you do, in fact, live longer. The oldest person alive today is Maria Branyas Marara. She turned 117 on March 4th, 2024. When I told my mom that, she said, "No thanks." Maria is the oldest person who ever lived. Oh no. The oldest person who ever lived was Frenchwoman Jean Calment, who lived to the age of 122 years and 164 days. I guess you deserve to start counting days at that point, don't you? But this scripture isn't promising that we're just going to get old. If that were true, we'd still have a lot of precious saints with us. Sometimes the most godly people have their lives cut short. Have you noticed? I think the key here in this verse is the word satisfied. Psalm 16:11 affirms this. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's what God wants us to experience in our life. Contrast that to the dissatisfaction, lack of contentment, unrest, and anxiety that so many people are experiencing today. That's no life for you. You have learned Jesus, and that means you can choose to enter into the satisfied life of his presence. And that's what you're doing when you take the Holy Girl Walk. You're choosing the satisfied life of Christ. Again, no guarantees it'll be easy, but you can live satisfied, filled, having enough. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is metaphorical, of course, but in our life, no matter how hard, we can experience enoughness, satisfaction. Length of days is always viewed in the Old Testament as a blessing and a special reward for obedience. But in the New Testament, we learn how much better it is to depart and to be with Jesus. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, but let me say a word about anxiety. In the event that you're not experiencing relief, my husband battles treatment-resistant depression. We here in the Gresh home know what it's like to have a medical, psychological condition of mental unwellness, but my husband Bob has pressed through and bravely. He's tried absolutely everything. There is a measure of relief from things like meditating on scripture, reading the word, exercise, eating better, but there remains a battle. The reason I'm saying that is because if that's true for you, you're not alone. Not all of our needs in this world are met. The Apostle Paul seemed to have an unmet need or longing. He called it his thorn in the flesh. Yours may be a fierce, ongoing, lifelong battle with anxiety. I want to encourage you, keep fighting. Use every tool at your disposal, including medical care. But don't forget the powerful, active, alive Word of God. It's a constant balm for many who struggle with depression and anxiety. I'll see you tomorrow for our final Holy Girl Walk. Can you believe it? In the meantime, here's another way we can stay in touch. Join me this fall for the Flourish Tour. God wants you to flourish, not merely exist. Now, a common definition of flourish is to grow and develop in a favorable environment, but God's plan is much more magnificent. A biblical understanding of flourishing invites us to live on mission and to sustain an outward focus for others, even in the harshest of circumstances, so that we can spread God's glory throughout this whole earth. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Him. To be notified when we release our cities and dates for the fall, go to danahgresh.com and sign up to get my emails. That's D-A-N-N-A-H and Gresh, spelled like fresh, but with a G.com. Happy walking, friend.